evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order at 6:01. Pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Yes.
Trustee Barry.
Here.
Vaccaro.
Absent.
Smith.
Here.
Zayas here. Olson.
Here.
Boyer.
Here.
Danny.
Here. Do you have any town hall?
No.
Okay, so the agenda this evening for our Committee of the Whole is strictly for the strategic plan update.
Correct. So do we want to dim the lights a little, you think?
You got it?
I can do the lights.
Sandra's got it.
So Sandra's got the lights, and are you going to get up there and talk, or are we going
to? We can. Yeah.
Do you need a pointer or a laser?
Sonia said that she can look at it if you want to stand.
No, we can sit if you want. I feel like it's easier to hear.
So.
That's not visible from this point.
We're getting there.
It's a little darker.
Yes, please.
A little bit lower.
Let us know where we're at.
That's good.
That's good. Doesn't need to be that
far. Nothing in between.
There's nothing in between.
Okay.
I can't see those.
You cannot see
them. No. Mary's got it.
Do you need to read those?
Yeah.
Don't flash on maybe.
There's my screen. It's
just exactly what we're going to say out loud, so.
Yeah, it's that.
Where you were at actually worked.
Yeah, go down.
That's okay.
Fine.
Okay.
No, they're going to turn. They're, it's a weird dimmer. It's not just like a sliding dimmer. It's like a special. Okay. So we're coming to the end of our strategic plan in June of 2025, and so we wanted to take this moment to review the past couple of years and everything that we've accomplished towards the strategic plan, because 2022 is, 3 years ago now, so this is going to be a pretty comprehensive overview of what we've done. So, go ahead, Sonia. We've color-coded them, although the colors are a little off on the projector right now. So green means that we've completed the goal, red means we haven't completed it, blue, we have it planned for the upcoming fiscal year. Purple means it relates to results of our space needs assessment. And then orange is a goal that is just ongoing. So me and Carolyn are just going to take some turns to go through each of the goals. So goal number one of our current strategic plan is enhanced communication to the community, which is to increase communication so the community members feel connected to the library and have an expanded perception of what the library offers. And so below is the list of all the activities that we have been working towards. So I'm just going to go through one by one. Goal 1.1, hire a marketing manager. We do have a public relations manager that has been working out really well. We removed that title from myself to give 100% of effort to the marketing department. 1.2, reevaluate the website. We will be working on this in the new fiscal year. We plan to outsource this task to ensure that we have a really high quality website that is also fully ADA compliant pursuant to a new state law. So that'll be a robust project that we'll be working on in the new fiscal year. 1.3, reevaluate the newsletter. Over the past 3 years, the library newsletter was reformatted to the 8.5 by 11 version. So at the beginning of the strategic planning process, we still had that brochure type of newsletter. We went back to that 8.5 by 11. And now it will always include the summer and winter reading logs, and when space allows, monthly event calendars that people can pull out and put on their refrigerators or bulletin boards. We do try to incorporate more information on library services as often as we can. So in the upcoming spring newsletter, you'll see that we have a lot of information on the library's current databases. And you know, the newsletter is a really prime resource for marketing. So it's a high priority for us to review it and analyze it every quarter. And we discuss how to improve it. So this is an ongoing goal. 1.4, research adding an electric sign. This one is not completed, so it should be red. We just found that this was not a feasible goal during the strategic planning process due to higher priority projects. like replacing our sprinkler system, the ceiling tile project, and the IT cabling. You know, those were just really large projects that took a lot of attention from different entities. And so we did do some research into different vendors in places to get an electric sign. We just really didn't implement anything. So we did the research. It could be green. 1.5, look into creating a welcoming video. Instead of creating a welcome video right now, one of our employees actually created a welcome guide for people who might need prior familiarity to the visit at the library, which includes information on how to use the library. The document's called, quote, "I'm going to the library," and it's available on our website on our About page. We plan to contract a company to potentially film a video to share with new patrons on library spaces and services. And we'll be creating a web page outlining information that may be necessary for a library visit, such as accessibility, library floor plans, the previous document I just mentioned, and some more. So this will all be created with that new website, hopefully in the new fiscal year. 1.6, have more outdoor events. We have been working towards this goal. Over the past 3 years, Youth Services has continued to host successful outdoor programs, including outdoor art and stories on the lawn, as well as this most recent summer, we had a rocket launching program, which was very exciting. Our summer reading parties are always hosted on the library lawn, as well as the summer concerts with the Friends. A patio was installed for more secure base to hold performers and bands and other types of programming. Teen Services has hosted outdoor tie-dye programs, and the facilities manager always places flags on the lawn for Veterans Day, Memorial Day, and the 4th of July, which has become a yearly tradition. We also had our pet and costume parade on the lawn at the 2023 Halloween Spectacular. Goal 1.7 is have more impactful presence at community events. And so our PR manager is actually fluent in Spanish. And so at recent events, we've really been able to connect to more of the community where there's been a language barrier in the past. The library continues to participate annually in the 4th of July parade, National Night Out, the Hanover Township Health Expo when it's feasible, books and badges with the police department, the police and fire open houses, as well as trunk or treat with the Arts and Bartlett, and Winterfest when it's being held with the Nature Center. This year, the library had a really large presence at the Marion Bright tree lighting ceremony with our 4 foot tall light up book. And we've been asked to continue that tradition every year from now on. And then we're always the starting point for the Cocoa Crawl. So that brings a lot of traffic into the library. 1.8, research adding a book bike. We have a book bike. Showed you a few at the last strategic plan update, and we're working on rebranding it, and we hope to debut it during the 4th of July parade. 1.9, look into acquiring higher-ended branded items. This is an ongoing goal because every time we go to an event, we evaluate the promotional items that are being brought and that what the community actually engages with. So we use that to inform our promotional items. So things that have been popular are our magnetic bookmarks, our chip clips, our color-changing cups, bracelets, lanyards, and then we've also started using our summer and winter reading challenges to get branded items like a mug and spoon combo, a ceramic soup bowl, tote bags, drawstring bags, and we're looking into hats for summer reading challenge this year. 1.10, find a new way to display handouts and brochures within the library. At the start of this strategic plan, we created the information station that sits in front of the adult services desk. This is a space for community information, so we have information from places like Indigo, or previously Artists at Bartlett. We have our newsletter and handouts and other displays over there. We have wall space in the lobby that was converted into a library information display, and we've received health materials from FDA, so we purchased new brochure holders to have a distinct display for them. And then thanks to the Friends of the Bartlett Library, we've installed a new outdoor bulletin board at the library's entrance, so we no longer have to post signage or public notices on the front door, and we have a designated space for that information. And then lastly, with goal one was to join Illinois Libraries Presents, which we did, and we had continued to renew this membership annually. We are up for renewal right now, and we are having ongoing discussions whether it's feasible, whether we should do it, whether our community is interacting with it. So it's been good to us so far, but that's where we are with goal one. I think we've been pretty successful with some ongoing things.
I have a question. The website. This was identified as a problem about 4 or 5 years ago. why does it keep getting pushed out and not even being accomplished or worked on during this strategic planning cycle?
Well, it's not that we're not working on it, so that's kind of a strong statement. Our team is actually working on making everything ADA compliant right now with the new state laws, and I couldn't say exactly why we didn't overhaul our website. It's a really large project, and I think it goes beyond
that.
The ADA compliance issue has been an issue since 22.
I wouldn't say since 22. It just was recently announced. We had turnover in our IT department, which held us back from focusing on the website, and then we also were hacked. So our whole force of working in the IT department went to security issues, and the website went to the back burner.
And it goes into staff capabilities. Not everyone in our IT department is a website designer, and so we want to hire people who that is their specialty.
Is it something we should be outsourcing?
I just said that we were going to outsource it in the new fiscal year.
Yeah.
To piggyback on that statement, when you say that the website isn't ADA, what are we talking about? If a blind person needs to, is it?
No, there are certain specifics that, as far as the typefaces and some other things, that federal law came out, I think, in 22, saying this needs to be done on all.
But there were certain year limits when it had to be
done.
To
be ADA compliant, there's a lot of factors that go into it. So when I worked at the university, I actually did an accessibility audit, so I know a little bit more about it. But you have to have all the documents that are on your webpage. If they're PDFs, those are not ADA compliant, because somebody who may use a screen reader, that the text needs to be described to them, they just open the document and it just says the title of the document. So those documents need to be readable by a screen reader, so they have to be converted either using an OCR software or being uploaded where they are ADA compliant to that way, which means when you're making it as a Word document, you create a heading so it's descriptive. It'll say heading, goal one, enhance communication to the subheading, increase this, and then it breaks it down so it's descriptive. It's also about having descriptive links rather than just saying click here. It's what people are actually clicking. So there's a lot of different things that go into it. And so while we are compliant on some levels, it's just making sure every single thing that's available on our website is compliant to all the different levels. So it could be for people who are hard of seeing.
And I just, it never occurred to me that a website needed to be ADA compliant.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions on goal one? Goal two.
The butterfly garden was best mentioned. For that goal in the community?
No, that will come up in the next slide. Goal two.
Okay, so goal two was strengthen partnerships throughout the community, cultivate relationships with community partners, promote collaboration, and engage with new audiences. The first goal, 2.1, look into setting up a designated gallery space in the library. We really did look. We analyzed the wall space, and as many of you know, we don't have much wall space, so that was deemed just really not feasible at this time. But if we figure something else out with the space needs, maybe we can do it down the line. Find creative ways to partner with new organizations. Over the last 3 years, the library has partnered with many organizations and continues these partnerships. I, for one, thought Corey's Coop food truck at our library on Wednesdays was really unique. They came out every Wednesday evening this past summer. We've never done that. That was something that we tried. So we're going to analyze and decide if we want to do that in the future with other food trucks. How that looks, we don't know yet, but we're still thinking about it. Adult Services, with the help of Youth Services, has hosted memory care programs with artists Senior Living, now named Indigo. The library was part of a group with representatives for senior facilities in the community, including Artist Senior Living, Victory Center, Hanover Township, The Oaks, Home Instead, and Countryside Funeral Home. The group meets once a month at different facilities to learn what they have to offer the community and have conversations about what types of services are working or needed in the community. It was a great group. I don't know, unfortunately, it's been disbanded, so maybe we can look at getting it going again in the future. Harbor, an organization that provides emergency shelter and transitional housing for female-identifying youth experiencing homelessness, set up informational stands with teen services to spread the word about their shelter to youth in the area. Youth Services partnered with the Tri-Village Garden Club to create gardening programs for children. Teen Services planned sessions with Health and Healing Therapy at Bartlett on a series of wellness mental health presentations for teens and parents. Indigo, previously artists, do have future programs scheduled for caregivers. The Community Crisis Center sets up information tables annually for domestic violence awareness. And Youth Services works with the Elgin Partnership for Early Learning, EPEL, which is a nonprofit literacy community group. We partner with EPEL to promote early literacy during the Week of the Young Child, which usually occurs in April. Adult Services partnered with DuPage Master Gardens Extension to offer programming. And then Adult Services partnered with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. And the library partnered with the Tri-Village Garden Club to create the Sensory Garden, which is right next to the Butterfly Garden, which stemmed from staff who joined together to create a special project, which is community engagement. And we worked with the Girl Scout troop that came out. Mm-hmm. So it kind of crosses over in layers. Goal 2.3, collaborate with community organizations and businesses on social media. We did do a TikTok with the Bartlett Police Department. However, it really wasn't a primary goal of marketing during the strategic plan, just due to the shortage of staffing levels. I'm curious to see what'll happen with TikTok and what we can do with it in the future. This one I am very, very proud of. Develop a story walk at the local park. Sonia took this and charged forward with it, and it is an amazing project.
Sandra.
And so we have a story walk at the Leesburg Park, and we get a lot of feedback about the different stories, and it's just a wonderful partnership with the park district. The retired executive director always goes and tells me when she walks around and tells me about the story, so it's a good partnership, and it was a lot of work with the Boy Scouts. That was his Eagle Scout project. Look into partnering with community businesses on library programs. During this plan, we have partnered with Artists Indigo on programming. We worked with Jewel Osco to offer vaccine clinics. Youth Services holds the preschool and daycare annually. One of our youth librarians worked with the local restaurants to offer coupons during a themed program, which was kind of neat. This goal is similar to goal 2.2, partner with new organizations. The library often partners with nonprofit organizations on programming, but will continue to work to develop relationships with local businesses. 2.6, evaluate existing library partnerships and work to strengthen the relationships. Youth Services continues to partner with the Tri-Village Garden Club for the Green Thumb Club programming that occurs monthly, as well as the Bartlett Lions Club for youth vision and hearing screenings. The library partnered with the Lions Club to install the bike repair station as well. Thank you to the Lions Club. Adult Services continues to work with Wayne Township, Hanover Township, the Oaks to provide books, and an adult librarian leads a book group at Hanover Township. 2.7, look into developing a homebound delivery service. The Adult Services Department is developing plans for how a homebound delivery service could be fulfilled. This is heavily reliant on staffing levels, so we're looking up with that when we do our next budget. Develop new parent programs was read. We didn't really get any traction on this. It was not prioritized during the strategic process due to other projects.
Oh, 2.8. Oh. I don't have 2.8.
Yeah, no, 2.8 develop partnerships with district. This is an ongoing thing. So I was working with the District U46 Educational Pathways, which works with the local high schools and their pathway programs. And they work a lot with like internships and career fairs and things like that. So they have monthly meetings that we are a part of.
I already talked about the new parent programs. Hosta Scholastic Book Fair. I thought this one would have been kind of cool, but after thinking about it and talking about it, it kind of would be a conflict of interest with the Friends for the book sale. And we also found out that they really only do them at schools. They don't do them at other locations. So that was interesting. We did our pet parade with costumes at the Spectacular in 2023. And then host a car show. Larry really wanted to do this. It just didn't come to fruition. But we have hosted car shows in the past. I think we did two. And they were very successful. So we could always look into doing them in the future. 2.13, look into partnering with businesses that would provide a discount or incentive when patrons show their BPL card. The marketing department attempted to set up this campaign for September 2024 in collaboration with Library Card Sign Up Month. We didn't receive a lot of responses from the community businesses, so we're going to try again when we can spend more time to be able to connect with the businesses next year. So that is goal two, strengthen partnerships throughout the community. Are there any questions?
All right, goal three is create a welcoming space. This is updating library spaces to create a welcoming, inclusive, and comfortable environment with a customer-centric focus. So a lot of these are reliant on our upcoming in-progress space needs assessment, but the upcoming results of that. So 3.1, update the lobby restrooms. That's reliant on our space needs assessment. 3.2, provide circulation functions at all the public desks. So before this plan, you know, somebody wanted to check out a material at the desk, we would direct them to circulation, but now any service desk can provide that circulation function, so we don't have to be, you know, pointing people to other places in the library. You can just help somebody right there at the spot. 3.3, research updating the security cameras. So we have, during this plan, updated our security cameras, and we're actually currently looking into installing more cameras for the potential blind spots in our coverage. We do have a security camera policy as well that was developed in relation to these. 3.4, update our signage. Because collections and spaces may be reorganized during the space needs assessment, we are holding off on investing in any directional signage as the directions may change. 3.5, remove the second adult services desk. So there used to be that second desk that was near the study rooms and the fiction stacks and adult services that wasn't used. We've now moved that towards our other desk to make one larger desk, and then we've put more study tables in that area, which have been really heavily utilized. 3.6, turn the computer lab into a quiet study room. The former computer lab has been turned into a quiet space that we call the hub. It's available on a walk-in basis for individuals and large study groups. It's been successfully used by our genealogy group, the Bartlett Historical Society. A lot of homeschool groups go in there in the mornings to do work on the large tables. And we sometimes have our own internal programming hosted in that space as needed as well. We've even had a board meeting in there, so it's very utilized. The Adult Services Department does conduct an hourly gate count of our space, so our data does show that this room is regularly used at all hours of the day, so it's been a really valuable contribution to the space. 3.7, enhance customer service by greeting all patrons. We do this and we always do this. I think one of the strongest pieces of feedback we get from our community is how welcoming our employees are. So this is something that we will always continue to be doing. 3.8, reevaluate the size and location of various library collections. Again, this goes in hand in hand with our space needs assessment, maximizing the space for all of everything that we have. We did have some ideas at the start of the strategic planning process, but we weren't in the space needs at that time. So we put our own ideas on hold until we get the feedback. 3.9, update the lobby. While it's dependent on the space needs, we did remove some of the furniture in there and some of the directional signage and structures that were in the lobby, so it's actually created a more open space. 3.10, research adding a fireplace to the quiet room. Again, we don't want to invest in this if our space needs are going to be altered. So that's dependent on the space needs. 3.11, update the lighting. If you recall, during the strategic planning process, we also had that very large lighting project that was done and completed. Well, we have these nice dimming lights in here now. 3.14, look into year-round holiday lights. Again, this was completed pretty early on in our strategic planning process, and they are still highly utilized. We have them red, white, and blue today for President's Day. I think this was a really great thing to do for the library. I think it makes the library a little more fun. We can do them for a lot of different holidays, and it's just more fiscally, makes more sense. Did I skip 12 and 13? Oh, I'm sorry. Look into painting the first floor to go back to 12. We are currently working on repainting some of the areas that need it, so things like the study rooms and the bathrooms, and then once we complete those, we'll move on to other spaces that need the painting updated. And then changing the staff picks shelf. Again, if you recall, we used to have a spinner kind of near the CDs and DVDs that had designated librarians, and they each had like their own shelf for the picks that they had, but I thought this was restrictive and only let a few people have picks, and so now we have a more open staff picks shelf that anybody in the library can add to, so it's a little bit more inclusive for our staff. Sorry, to jump back down to 315, consider using the meeting room kitchen for storage. So back here, this back door is a kitchen that has not been used since I don't know when. But we'd like to, we currently use it as storage. We do keep things in there, but there is still a stove and counters and things like that. So we'd like to change that. And Larry, this is a project that Larry's gonna be working on. So we have that as green because we do use it for storage and we're in the process of working on it. 316, evaluate the area of the bike rack and the retention wall. So Larry's actually been on top of repainting the bike racks as they need them to keep them clean and up to date, and then we do have quotes on repairing that wall, but we do have this dependent with our space needs assessment because they may come back with feedback about how to alter our outdoor spaces, so we don't want to make any drastic investments. Look into creating a mural. This may go into our space needs assessment where this may be, and if it's something that would add value to the library. 3.18, consider updating the furniture. Youth Services has added furniture such as the loan zone and like a small toddler chair couch that's over by the puppet theater. We've added tables to the Adult Services Department for more workspaces. So we are doing small changes, but again, this is dependent on our space needs as they're gonna be giving suggestions for how to update our furniture. And then lastly, 3.19, look into hosting a pet board for the community. So we did install a pet board in the cafe for our community. However, after a few months, it really didn't get that much traction, even though despite our efforts. So we've removed it and we'll reevaluate in the future. But I do think that pets bring community together. So I still really like this goal, but we'll see. Are there any questions with goal 3?
Okay, goal 4, promote lifelong learning, provide easy access to a wide variety of resources and learning opportunities so community members are equipped to live fulfilling lives with an expanded worldview. 4.1, expand the world language collection. We continue to expand our world language collection by purchasing high quality materials in both youth and adult services. In adult services, since the start of the fiscal year, we have acquired large orders of Spanish and Polish materials, including works in translation by popular authors such as Lane Wardy, Kristen Hanna, Julia Quinn, and Jojo Moyes. In youth services, we offer materials in 14 different languages. The library has added a database called LOTE, L-O-T-E, for kids, which offers a collection of over 4,500 digital children's books in 70 plus languages with English translations, which is amazing to me.
We also got Mango languages.
Hey, so I'm sorry, yeah.
Even though that's not
Mango languages,
a book or something to read, it is something to expand world languages.
Look into establishing volunteer opportunities for adults. The library is in frequent discussion on how to provide adult volunteering opportunities. This activity is complex as volunteers cannot perform duties that a paid employee performs. So we must be dedicated and clearly there must be dedicated and clearly lineated tasks for volunteers. There is also consideration on background checks for volunteers which can become costly based on the number of volunteers and insurance. Insurance rates may change. We have considered volunteers for homebound delivery, similar to how Hanover Township does it for the Meals on Wheels, and we're still looking into it. And we're also looking at volunteers to help with digitizing the Bartlett Examiner archive. 4.3, develop consistent feedback and evaluation strategies for programs and services. We have included a standard survey on all of our e-newsletters requesting feedback and suggestions. The e-newsletter is distributed twice a month. We have sent an e-blast on a survey specific on library programming, and we are working to develop an in-house library survey station for use in the future. 4.4, create more non-traditional programming. The Adult Services Department continues hosting successful non-traditional programming such as the Craft Supply Swap, Solve a Cold Case File, Murder Mystery Plant, Murder Mystery Party, Plant Swap, Tiny Canvas Art Contest. The winner just came in today to look at her final project, and she was really excited about it. The Silent Book Club, which I'm curious about, and Open Mic Night. And then the Youth Services Department has hosted Escape Rooms, which are really popular, and Scavenger Hunt. Teen Services has offered will be offering break-in bags scheduled in spring of 2025. 4.5, establish more social groups. Teen Services hosts a Dungeons and Dragons Club, and Adult Services hosts a Knit and Stitch Club. And I would tell you, I was here on one Sunday afternoon, and there were so many people coming in for the Knit and Stitch. It was very popular. So if you're into knitting, I would join that group because it looked like fun. I think this was one of my ideas. Start a library-wide winter reading program. The library began offering winter reading challenge at the start of the strategic planning period, and it will be continue to be offered to adult readers. Every year, the participation has been steadily increasing, and Youth Service has and continues to host the winter reading challenge as well. Host a sports field day. Due to other tasks of higher priority, this task was not a focus during the strategic planning period. Look into partnering with other local libraries on programming. We really have a strong partnership right now with our Battle of Books. The official event begins in the fall, but our librarians and other librarians from, I believe, Gail Borden and Poplar Creek, they work year round to develop the questions and reading the books and stuff. And that's been a tradition for 40 plus years. So that is a huge partnership. And look into installing a bike repair station near the bike racks. And thanks to the Lions Club, we successfully did that. So that was a good goal. Any questions?
All right, our last goal is goal 5, utilize technology. Expand the library's technology access and equipment to offer useful and valuable services to patrons while also bridging the gap for those without access. So goal 5.1, research updating printing capabilities. This is completed before the strategic plan. The area that you were in is the only area you were allowed to print in, but now all public printers have a release station. So no matter what computer you use, you can print at any printer in the library. 5.2, increase technology classes. This is an ongoing goal. Adult Services, during this strategic planning process, has added varying types of technology classes. That includes how to use our e-media like Hoopla and Libby to Microsoft or Google applications, as well as programs on internet and computer safety. We are looking to outsource higher level programming for the gaps in our own staff's knowledge for specific technology. So if we need those accelerated advanced classes, that's where we would have to outsource them. 5.3, make more technology available for patrons. This is ongoing, but we've started doing this through our new Library of Things collections that was established during this plan. We have new additions for the Library of Things that will be ready for checkout this spring. We did set up a digitization station near the elevator to convert VHS to digital files, and someone was here the other day and they were digitizing their wedding video and they were getting all emotional, and you know, it was just like really special to see them be able to do that.
Because they're divorced.
We're all
no, they're no, still no. married.
It's because they're still married. Raise your hand if you have a VHS.
I do.
We have a VHS. Yeah, of your the wedding. Grandkids. You got all those Bob the Builder things.
So do you have one of your wedding that you want to put? Yes, you should put it out to DVD.
Then you have VHS or any of that back in those days. Not for me. Right.
During this,
it's a good old camera.
During this plan, we also upgraded our scanning station to the Easy Scan, so that that gives more high quality scanning. It offers translation services during your scan, and that OCR, optical character recognition, which I was talking about with the ADA accessibility, so they're a lot higher level. 5.4, explore increasing technology assistance through volunteers. We've marked this as completed because we did explore it, and we found that it's just not feasible because this is the work that our librarians do. It is our job here to provide technology assistance to our patrons, and so we deemed that this wasn't necessary. When this goal was created, it was talking a lot about the team volunteers that we have and potentially having like a team tech time with like a dedicated time for people to come in and get tech help, but it just didn't work out because our staff are here to do that and they get paid to do that. Let's see. 5.5, move to cloud-based storage. This is completed. We've done that. 5.6, research adding electronic data interchange, EDI, to our AV collection. That was completed. And thank you, Sonia. Big project. 5.7, make sure the technology we have is up to date. This is ongoing. This is a consistent and constant process. The IT department is always updating technology as it needs to be, replacing things as it needs to be. 5.8, improve statistics tracking across all departments. Before the strategic plan, all the different departments were tracking their data and their patron transactions in a lot of different ways. And so we've come together and now all the service points track data using the same categories. And this is compliant with what is tracked on IPLR. And then 5.9, research offering more affordable faxing services. We have done this with our new Easy Scan station. Our faxing price has actually gone down. And then 5.10, look into adding electric car charging ports in the lot. We've marked this as completed, though we don't have them because we've researched it and we just deem that it's unnecessary at the library. One fact being that many people who visit the library are only a few minutes away from their own home where they most likely have a charging port for their car. And then it's only catering to a specific population and the library doesn't think that we should be expending our public funds for that purpose. 5.11, train staff on the translation app. This is completed. It's been very successful. I think we've been able to interact with a lot more of our community where we've had language barriers in the past, help them with their reference transactions. And then finally, 5.12, research feasibility of digitizing and archiving our newspapers that we have in storage. So if you're not aware, we have 30 years worth of the Bartlett Examiner in an archive in adult services. And staff in our adult services department just submitted a grant, 2 weeks ago, an application to digitize and create new storage for the Bartlett Examiner, which is very timely because the Examiner's last issue is going to be this Wednesday. So hopefully, fingers crossed that grant comes through.
Yeah. Seth didn't even know about it. Huh? Seth didn't even know about it. He overheard it. So he might go and say, hey, is this really true? Yeah.
Are there any questions on goal 5? Okay, so our next steps, we're making a new strategic plan for the next 3 years. I believe we're fully capable of leading this process in-house. I wasn't here at the last board meeting, but I know that was discussed. Carolyn and myself, we talked with a lot of other libraries, and there is a general consensus that libraries tend to switch off using consultants and then doing it in-house. Because consultants are very expensive, we do have a lot of solid frameworks to be working with based on our past strategic plans. I also attended a 3-week workshop led by Amanda Standifer, who was our consultant on our 2022 strategic plan that we just reviewed for the last 45 minutes. She was very familiar with our library, and the workshop size was only about like 10 other people, so it was a really individualized experience. I got a lot of knowledge and resources that I can utilize. And actually, a lot of the other people in that workshop didn't even have a strategic plan, so we are ahead of them on that one. I also believe that with our space needs assessment and the community survey, they're really going to be driving this next plan. So this process, we're gathering a lot of really robust data that we can utilize. So the next steps, we'll be hosting focus groups. We have a staff focus group this Friday at our in-service day. We have three communities focus groups that are scheduled at the beginning of March. We've already started marketing those. So we have one on a Saturday morning, one on a Tuesday evening, and one on a Friday afternoon. Next month in March, we plan to have a committee of the whole meeting so the board can have a board-specific focus group. We do strongly encourage that the board attends just the board session and leave the community sessions to the community just to ensure that those lines are not being blurred between your role as a trustee. I know you all have spouses and partners and other family members in the community, so I'm encouraging them to attend those community sessions. And then lastly, we have a focus group scheduled with the governmental entities in the community. So things like the police and fire districts, township, the chamber, village, school districts, they were all invited to attend. So we'll be doing that as well. And then of course, our space needs assessment. We'll be utilizing the data gathered from our community survey and our strategic planning and the information we received during the space needs meetings with the community. But we're waiting for the dates to schedule those community meetings on the space needs.
Do we have any long-range goals for 5 years out, 10 years out with Amanda? Did she put anything together? I'm trying to recall. So is that something you can look at if you're going to keep it in-house and just project? I know when we've gone to these trustee workshops, they always say, you know, have your goals set, but pick out some things that you might want to see 5 or 10 years down the line with progression. So just throwing that out there.
Is there any other questions?
Yes. What do you anticipate being the timeline for putting together the 25-28 plan?
Well, all of our focus groups are scheduled through March, and we're supposed to have our data from our community survey by the end of the month. So I would assume that March we could start, at once we do our focus groups after the board, hopefully March, April. By April board meeting, we might have.
April, we're hoping to have the town hall meetings with the architects. So hopefully launch it in July.
Well, March, he's asking for like drafts of what the strategic
plan.
Yeah. So,
maybe.
I would hope by April we have our larger goals, and then making the activities, which is all the things that we went through, is a little bit more of an internal process with the managers based on the larger goals. So I would think by May we would have a final
meeting. Are we specifically going to try to reach out to special interest groups?
Like
those that represent the handicapped and the disabled individuals to see if there are things that we should be including in our strategic plan?
I don't have the data of who's handicapped in the community to be able to reach out to that particular group. Everyone is invited to our space or
It's going to be in the newsletter that we're having the community groups.
I think you've had them in emails.
Yep.
My husband's like, I'm
going to show up. Yeah.
They just went out on the e-blast that was sent out on Saturday morning.
Yeah. And I sent invites to the three senior centers. And to U46. To the police department, village, Wayne Township, Hanover, all of those.
Chamber?
Yep. Chamber, yep. Got them all. I think what we're going to find is that the space needs assessment is going to align with the strategic plan, and it's all going to come together.
Thank you,
William.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions?
I'd just like to say that the recap of the previous needs assessment I thought was very thorough. I did a good job detailing some successes that we've had, and the ones that were successes, I thought the explanation made sense. So I just put that together, and that was good information.
And I just want to thank all of our staff, because it's you who made the strategic plan come to life and do all those goals and complete all those projects. It was a very successful 3 years. And it's not over yet. It's not over yet.
Blinds in the hub?
Oh, blinds? We do have blinds in the hub.
we're going to get self-checkout stations.
Oh, yes, we are researching new self-checkout stations.
That's what we're looking at right now. And we got to get somebody to ride the book bike for the 4th of July parade.
Okay, well, any other questions, comments? Thank you very much, staff. Thank you, Maury, Carolyn. It's great to see that everything that Amanda had laid out was being followed. It's okay. We're blind now anyways. It's good to know that, you know, once the outline is there that you ran with it, and I think you've done a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to adjourn this?
Motion to adjourn?
Sorry.
Roll call.
Trustee Barry.
Yes.
Carl. Absent. Smith.
Yes.
Sias. Yes. Olson.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Danny.
Yes.